You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Six Rings.
The dynasty continues.
And football things.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
I love football, man.
With your host, Andy Hart.
Well, Andy Hart is a football genius.
I'm not going to pretend I sit down and watch the All 22.
Next question, Andy Hart, please.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Is that Fitzy with you this morning?
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
This just in, I'm dead inside.
And Chris Schein.
Derek Carr, however, is a guy I would ride tonight.
I think Matt Patricia's a boob.
Pats pals and Foxborough friends, the worldwide over of Patriots Nation, we welcome you to this live stream record episode of Six Rings and Football Things, a product, a podcast, a presentation of Odyssey Sports, WEEI, and 2400 Sports. How's it going, everybody? Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here alongside the illustrious, the magnificent, the one and only Shime Time. Chris Schein from the Greg Hill Morning Show will be joined momentarily during a break, as he's actually live right now recording frequency modulated radio as well. The third man in the room, the guy who hates everything, Grumpel Stiltskin himself, the tiny tower of sour power, Andy Jumbo Hart. All right, Schein, here it is. We have been waiting for it. We have heard about it through leak, through blog, through tweet, rumor and innuendo. We have heard about some games, but now Patriots just made it official before we went live. Your full 2022 Patriots schedule has been released. That's right.
We've got full release.
So full on release.
We've got 18 weeks, 17 games. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal season. So let's just kick it right off, Schein. Let's, the buildup to this was so long, so extended. People got so frustrated by having to wait. And, you know, come on, just give me the schedule. Come on, just do it. Just give it to me already.
All day,
all week. I mean, the NFL has built this, like so many things, up into a fever pitch that it gets a little annoying at a certain point. But then 100%. When you find, like, you get those little bits, they give you those little hits, and you're like, I want more. I want more. I'm ready. Let's go. And we finally got the full schedule maybe about an hour or two ago through the Tom Curran's and other random Patriots feeds. Pat's confirmed it a few minutes ago. So let's get right to it, baby. Week one, New England Patriots at Miami Dolphins. We have flipped the geographical script from the start of the 2021 season. It is McCorkle and company visiting new Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, Tua the bomb dropper, Tyreek Hill, Waddle and company. Shyam, how do you feel about this one? I know it's going to be hot, but last year,
we saw how it played out last year. It didn't go so well for the Patriots to start the season, to be honest with you. And I think Miami's just better. I think Mike McDaniel is a really good coach. I think Tyreek Hill makes that team better. Jaylen Waddle is another year better. I'm going to be honest with you. This Miami team makes me nervous. I think they are legitimate playoff contenders. I don't think they're quite Super Bowl bound, but I do think they're ready to make a playoff run. And so ultimately that means that the Patriots are going to really have to grind in week one. Belichick is not going to be able to treat those first 4 weeks like preseason, because let me tell you, those first 4 weeks are no cakewalk.
Yeah, no, they're no cakewalk at all. And we all know it's going to be 95 degrees bare min week one down in Miami Gardens. That's not going to be to the Patriots' advantage, though. You're coming off the summer and it can be pretty brutal at times as well here around August. So it's not going to be, those of you who are currently watching the live stream know I gave Shime Time a little lower third of at Shime Time. Still didn't want a first round guard.
It's true. Still stands.
Hey, listen, stick to your principles, baby. It's always on brand. So it's tough down there to open the season. It's going to be hot as hell. There's no good time for the Patriots to go play in their house of horrors, in their personal gridiron Bermuda Triangle. That said, I actually think they're catching a little bit of a break, and here's why.
Really?
Because first-year coach Mike McDaniel, he's going to have plenty of tricks. He'll have all of his little Shanahan zone reads and runs. He's going to have a bunch of different gags up his sleeve to try to exploit the Patriots and whatever this funneled-out cornerback super safety flex defense is. But if the Patriots are going to catch what's going to be a little bit of a gimmicky offense at the right time, it might be during the first week when they may not have everything oiled up and ironed out. So I'll give them a puncher's chance to open up the season beating Miami, which they didn't do last year when they should have, of course, Damian Harris fumble and all.
Yeah, I think it's a tough task. And I don't understand the people that just keep saying Tua can't throw. I understand he doesn't throw a great deep ball, but he's basically a left-handed clone of Mac Jones. Like, they're exactly the same person.
I shall not sit here for any of that slander on this podcast or any other program. Did you see that duck that went hyper-viral that he threw?
Like I said, can't throw a deep ball.
From Tua? Are you kidding?
But at the same time, the guy still completed 68% of his passes last year in 12 games through for 2,600 yards. Like, him and Mac Jones are basically the same player. So saying he can't throw.
They did go to the same school. I still think Mac is better. All the receivers that played with the two of them all said they would have preferred Mac as well. Just for fun, because we're recording this on a throwback Thursday, you may be downloading the new Six Rings pod on a flashback Friday. Last time the Patriots opened up the season, 2014 in Miami, they lost 33-20. Then again, the Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that season. The previous time they opened up the season in Miami, it was 2011. It was a Monday night. It was hot and steamy. Your boy was there in the stands, and we were treated to this all-time Patriots highlight.
And he's got to give his receiver a chance.
There's Brady out of the gun from the half-yard line. Why not? To Wes Welker. Wes Welker pulling away, and he ties an NFL record with a 99-yard touchdown.
Oh, my.
How many guys throw it out of their end zone in an empty backfield?
That was the time Tom Brady threw for 500-plus in Miami to open the season. That was ridiculous.
Oh, Shime. Shime, I tell you straight up, not to dabble in TMI this early in the podcast here on Six Rings. Didn't use the restroom the entire night. Just sweat out everything I drank up in the cheap. Oh, it was 95 degrees. It was an absolute swamp out there.
I bet there was a swamp somewhere else, too.
God, what an incredible time that was. A dynamite opener, to say the least. Okay, moving on. Week two. At Yinsburg, 1 p.m. Pittsburgh, great environment, sneaky great sports city. You got it's Mitchburg. You got Mitchell Trubisky under center
just
now.
Just had a new baby. Father Mitch now.
Nickelodeon's favorite quarterback. I'll give the Pats a puncher's chance
I think this is your first legitimately winnable game, I think. Like, in my mind, this is the game that's like, okay, I can start the season. Even if you lose to Miami, you come out, you beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a great defense. Offensively, though, I'm really not sure what they're going to do. I still don't know exactly what Chase Claypool is. Najee Harris seems good, but his yards per carry stunk because the offensive line stinks. They didn't really make any changes there. So I just don't know what to expect post-Ben Roethlisberger, ultimately. So I think that is absolutely a very winnable game for the Patriots.
I agree as well, and I'm not sure if they're going to have the same kind of teeth in the Pittsburgh defense this year. Going to be a hell of a test for whatever the Patriots ultimately end up settling on for an offensive line as well. That's going to be the real test, because it's Minka Fitzpatrick and a bunch of young guys. The linebacker core isn't settled again. However, little bit of a little nug I don't think we want to sleep on here. Brian Flores, new linebackers assistant coach, special assistant to Mike Tomlin, kind of knows where the proverbial football bodies are buried, which is going to make it that much more difficult for Mac Jones and company in Pittsburgh week two.
It definitely will. Now, Fitzy, I have a question for you. Is there any chance we see Kenny Pickett in week two? Like, is there a chance that he just outright starts the year for the Steelers? Tiny hands.
Take my strong hand, Fitzy.
Hell no. As a matter of fact, not only do I not think that there's any chance you'll see Kenny Pickett, I think Mitch Trubisky doesn't give Kenny Pickett a chance to see the field. I still think that Brian Daboll should have signed Mitch Trubisky to compete
highlight
with Daniel Jones.
Fitzy high on Mitch Trubisky.
Brian Daboll fixed him, and now it's to Pittsburgh's benefit. He's not that bad, I'll tell you. He's not that bad.
You could do worse, I would tell you that.
On his best day, I wouldn't kick him out of football bed for eating crackers. All right.
Amen.
Now let's get off the road. We are at home. Sunday, September 25th, the New England Patriots will not play any football games that count in the summertime. However, come autumn, the autumn winds will blow the Baltimore Ravens onto the artificial turf of Gillette Stadium. Week 3, Ravens against Patriots at the Razor under construction. Shime, that's going to – is there any other word that would more appropriately describe that one than that's going to be a bitch?
Yeah, that is a tough start to your home season, right? To open up at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson's going to be healthy for this game, assuming he doesn't get hurt during the preseason, knock on wood. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be ready to start the season at the very least. And so I also think the Ravens are just better. They were very, very hurt last year. And I mean, before they started getting unbelievably injured, they were the number one seed for a while in the AFC. This is a legitimately good football team. They're actually going to have running backs not named Devontae Freeman in their backfield. They're actually going to have guys like J.K. Dobbins and Justice Hill, and Lamar Jackson is going
to
be
all the guys that you wanted to draft in fantasy last year that you were stacked and racked and ready to rock with.
You're damn
right. Ultimately ended up getting hurt. I know. See, that's the thing. Like, people
this
don't.
This is not an easy task.
End of 2021 Baltimore Ravens, who had the backup quarterback who was like a bit of a Lamar RG3
Snoop,
clone.
Snoop. What the hell is his name?
I totally forgot his name as well. Who did an awesome job. Tyler Huntley. Yes, that's right. Sounds like he should pull up to all the games in like a white suit and like a Rolls Royce.
Tyler Huntley is in a quarterback, don't you know?
Snoop Huntley.
He brings his own Grey Poupon, wouldn't you know?
It's going to be a tough game. Our friend Kevin Cole, who's watching live on YouTube, Ravens are always a great measuring stick. That's a great
point.
They
always play the Patriots.
Pats and Ravens, save for that 2009 wild card game where the doors done got blown off early in the January cold, always have great matchups. And your boy Travis Jones, new addition to that defensive line for the Ravens as well, going to be making a little bit more of a difficult day for Ramondre, Damon Harrison company. All right.
Agreed.
Week 4, we knew about this one yesterday.
This is the real toughest game.
This is not only the toughest game, we get to our first real getaway game right here. Yeah, goal, pack, goal. We are going on October 2nd, Sunday, 4:25. That is a prime time. That is Kevin Burkhart and the soon-to-be departed ghost of Greg Olsen. The soon-to-be cuckold, the announcing cuckold. I mean, he's the seat warmer. Okay. He does a fine job.
Yep.
Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olsen will be calling Patriots at Packers. Now this is so great on so many levels. It's Lambeau Field, obviously.
Awesome game. Yep. 4:25. And it's going to just be a great day of football, by the way, because we're not doing outside of Patriots schedule, but just for those who don't know, who haven't heard, but this game's at 4:25 and then at 8:25 Sunday night, you get Chiefs and Bucks. So just
what a Sunday.
What a great Sunday. 8 hours of football there. So that's going to be awesome. But this is going to be a very big test for the Patriots, right? You have to go on the road, go into Lambeau. Luckily for you, it's not going to be -5 degrees. It's going to be October, so it should be relatively mild. But at the same time, you have to face Aaron Rodgers. And with this secondary, with the questions that we have in here, that is, regardless of who he's throwing the football to, it's going to be a test.
Yeah, it's going to be a test. Belichick is 1-1 in his career against Aaron Rodgers, lost in 2014, beat him at home in 2018, 3-2 overall against the Packers since he took over as HC of the NEP, back in the year 2000. It's going to be a great game. We'll see what the Packers' passing attack looks like at that point. They've improved the defense. Maybe the Patriots have ironed out some kinks, and they figure out who's calling plays and who is Mac Jones throwing it to by that point. All right, we're a quarter of the way through the 2022 season. Thank you guys for listening to the Six Rings Pod. Be sure to follow us on the tweet machine at six. That would be the number six, at Six Rings Pod. If you have a question or you'd like to submit something to the show for future discussion, Six Rings Pod, that would be the number six, sixringspod@gmail.com. Feels kind of weird to have to say .com after you say Gmail at this point. It's mildly redundant.
People just know.
Total pro move. All right, week 5, we're back home. Yeah, we got the kneecap biters coming in. It's the Matt Patricia revenge game, Shime.
Yeah, you should win this
game. Hosting the Lions, 1 o'clock.
This is the second game that I look at and I go, okay, the Patriots should win this game outright. No doubt about it. The Patriots should win this game. It comes down to you should probably beat the Steelers in week two, and then you should definitely beat the Lions. They have improved. I think they're getting better as a team. They're kind of building in the right direction. I like what they did in the draft, but ultimately it's still Jared Goff. It's still the Detroit Lions. You should absolutely win that game.
You absolutely should win that game. Aiden Hutchinson will make a nice little test for the Patriots offensive line, which we hope is healthy and gelling by that point. Shime time, putting you on the spot right here. Jameson Williams, second first round draft pick. Great bump up by the Lions to go out and get arguably, if not the best wide receiver in the draft, maybe the best offensive talent in the 2022 NFL draft. I ask you this question. You're on the spot, kid. Will Jameson Williams be active by then?
No. He will not. I don't think Jameson Williams will play the entire first half of the season. I don't think they'll rush him back. They have no need to rush him back. They're not a playoff team. You take your time. You let the kid get healthy. Make sure he's 100%. He'll probably be back sometime in week 8, 9, 10.
All right, fair enough. So far through five games, I might be looking at 3-2, which I'll be fine with if the Patriots are 3-2, five games in. All right, you use the Lions to sharpen your teeth. And then you go to arguably one of the best football viewing cities in the country. Will we or will we not have the $230 million man under center? Week 6, going to the lake. That's right. Patriots at Browns. Last time the Patriots traveled to Cleveland was 2016 for the Tom Brady return game after his 4-game suspension. The Browns obviously got pantsed by the Patriots in 2021. That was the Dearness Johnson game. There was no Chubb, no Hunt. 45-7. That's right. Yeah. Probably the best touchdown, second best touchdown catch by Kendrick Bourne last season as well. Yeah. On that goal line leap. That was a beautiful thing. It's going to be, if Deshaun Watson is back, the Patriots are going to have their hands full and then some.
And I think that's what it boils down to, right? If Deshaun Watson plays, I don't chalk this up as a win. If Deshaun Watson does not play and you're facing Case Keenum, again, just like with the Lions game, you should win this. This should be back-to-back wins for the Patriots. You start to get something rolling. I think right now, this week 5, 6, 7, 8 is the money week for the Patriots. That's because that is the meat in which you can get a lot of your wins, string a lot of things together, and get any kind of momentum if you hope to have success this season.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns defense will probably, if it's healthy, it'll definitely be better than it was last season. They have speed at all the levels, at the corners, at linebackers. I bet Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah will probably be a bigger factor this year. You still have Myles Garrett, yep. Flash Garrett to deal with. And that offense will look different than it did last year. But same time with Deshaun Watson, you saw what he was able to do to a slightly better and healthier Patriots defense in December 2020. Carved them up like a Christmas ham.
Deshaun Watson is nothing to mess with, man. That kid can play football. It's just a matter of if he's going to be on the field or not. And I think Florio this week reported or talked about how there's a very good chance that Deshaun Watson actually plays the entire season this year. And Roger Goodell won't lay down a suspension until next year when the cases have actually gone through the court.
That would be bananas if he doesn't have. It's like Brady not having to serve any suspension in 2015 and then getting his 4-gamer bump thanks to Article 46 and of course Judge Richard Berman trying to save Tom Brady. That's why I still remember that name to this day, and it'll always be invited to my Thanksgiving table or any tailgate that I have.